There is an ongoing investigation by a Palestinian delegation into a gruesome find that has revealed the dark history of Israeli attacks against the indigenous Palestinian people. A mass grave that is believed to belong to the Palestinian victims of a massacre that was carried out by right-wing Israeli militias during the 1948 Al-Nakba tragedy was revealed during a building project in the area. The grave contains the remains of over 200 bodies, each bearing evidence that they came to a violent and brutal end.
This find immediately contradicts the Israeli claim that they did not force the Palestinians from their land. This is not unusual. They always covered their murders and crimes. Later we will gain evidence that this mass murder was committed by the Jews and covered up for decades.
A Palestinian committee are conducting a full investigation into the mass murder. However, they said it's clear that the bodies date back to one of two massacres committed in 1948, in Yaffa against the Palestinians by right-wing militias, and fill the gaps of those who went missing at the time.
It is not only this crime that has been covered up. The Israelis are still refusing to admit to the crimes and have put a gag order on all Israeli media. What it does, though, is prove that Palestinians were forced or fled from their land due to the extreme violence and atrocities committed against them.
The remains belong to people of all ages, from children to the elderly, and bear signs of violence. During the 1948 Al-Nakba tragedy, around 760,000 people were forced from their homes and fled to neighboring countries, leading to the largest refugee crisis in history. This gruesome find is a sixth mass grave to be uncovered in Yaffa. According to experts, the signs of violence on the bodies of the men, women and children highlights the severe violence faced by them during the Al-Nakba crisis. Nell Bedden for Press TV, Yaffa.